happy day when Jesus was. When my Jesus was, he was most in the way. A happy day.
Praise the Lord, family. Thank you for joining We Are Family Prayer Line live and on podcast for the Bible reading. Tonight we are going to be blessed by hearing Psalm 33 as shared by our sister in Christ, Evie. Hi, Evie.
Hey, Eleanor. Hi, family. Family, let's get started with prayer before we put in Psalm. Father, we thank you. We come to you with a glad heart, Father, that everything in your word is for our good. Everything from you is for our good, as is this Psalm. Lord, we just thank you that we see and hear you through this reading, Father, that you are illuminated more and more in our hearts, that we come into a closer relationship and a closer understanding of exactly who you are. And we thank you that it's going to bless us all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And what translation?
This is actually the New King James translation, Psalm 33, the sovereignty of the Lord in creation and history.
God lines up everything, even to the fact that we're doing Psalm 33, because it's going to follow last week's teaching and this week's teaching that talks about true gifts stand the test of time. Hallelujah. And those are the gifts that the Holy Spirit has for each and every one in the body of Christ. I mean, this is how well orchestrated God is, how intentional God is, even to the fact that he will place a Bible reading that tells you that the Lord provides and delivers. And can you read your superscription one more time, please?
The sovereignty of the Lord in creation and history. Well, the sovereignty of God is his provision, his supreme power or authority.
Hallelujah.
Supreme power. If we just say that all day,
Hallelujah.
If you don't say anything else, God, thank you for your supreme power. That's your sovereignty.
Yes.
Supreme power.
Hallelujah.
And then you think about the word supreme. What does supreme mean? That's the ultimate.
Yes.
That's the highest. Your supreme power, your supreme authority. And we're praising God for that authority. That authority that runs through every single thing that he shares with us. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we the righteous, God-fearing, virtuous, upstanding, ethical, honest, honorable, uncorrupted, not perfect, but these are things that he is instilling in us. This is, when he calls us righteous, he's saying you're God-fearing, you're virtuous, you're good. We can say all day long, oh, I'm just a sinner in the need of prayer. True, but through the blood of Jesus, you're God-fearing, you're virtuous, you're good, you're upstanding, you're upright, you're ethical, you're, all those good things. So he's
Hallelujah.
Calling us the righteous to praise God, the sovereign, for his sovereignty.
Amen.
It says, verse 16, you know, no king is saved by the multitude of the army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. Verse 17, a horse is a vain hope for safety. He's going all the way back to Deuteronomy, where God was saying, I'm calling you into battle. Don't bring, you have enough horses. Because in those days, when you're going into war, that's why they call the term war horse. When you're going into war, you need the strongest, healthiest horses, because those, first of all, they're going to get you where you need to go faster, and they're going to shield you for some of the spears, even though they may be sacrificed. But the more horses you had, the mightier you looked in battle. And God is saying, don't trust in the horses, because it's not the horses, for your protection. Look to me. He said, no king is saved by the multitude of an army. And the army, of course, is led by horses. But no king is saved by the multitude of an army, and a mighty man is not delivered by great strength, and a horse is a vain hope for safety. In those two verses, he's saying, your eyes need to be fixed on me.
Amen.
You know, Eleanor, that's where our safety comes from, and that takes us back to Psalm 91.
Hallelujah, exactly. And that's exactly the reality. He is sovereign. He is supreme. We need not look elsewhere. As we look at the gifts that are within us, stop questioning it. It's the Holy Spirit has determined this is the gift that I'm placing within you. It's not for your use. It's for the use of the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's what I just marvel at. The scriptures, like you said, it's the war horse. This scripture about where we should have our focus is as relevant today as it was when it was written. And many of the things that I'm seeing using time frames, many of them are over 2,500. In this time frame of David's life, it represents in the year of like 532 B.C. He lived in that time frame. So that means that 2,560 plus represents a spiritual truth that we can count on. Hallelujah. And that's why we've got to stay the course. And like you said, you can't, no longer will it satisfy you to just read the word. You got to study the word. Hallelujah.
Study it and apply it to your life today. Look at these words about a king is not saved by an army and the horses and so on and so forth. And it's just like a job offer has come up to you that you think is what you really want. You know, your children come to you and they're saying, you know, I was offered this job, is what I really want, but it's, man, it's $5,000 less than I'm making now. This word applies to you. If
Amen.
God called you for it, you can best believe your need will be met because it's not your paycheck. The world is full of people chasing the dollar, and that's what they're doing. They're chasing that dollar, and in the chase, when you're chasing something, that's when you're more prone to be injured because you don't see certain things around you that might be saying slow down.
Hallelujah. And you know what? When you said that, Evie, I saw the analogy that when you're chasing something, you are already behind. So why not be still and rest?
Such an Eleanor observation.
No, that was the Holy Spirit, because I'm serious.
Okay.
You know, because that's what it's about. And when you said something about a new song, we need to be doing things that are new. That's how God is. You know, we read from Psalm 25 that talked about how the tricks of the devil are the same. Well, guess what is new? God provides us with a newness every day.
I was going to say, his mercies are new every day.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what equips us. And I think that's why this reading is so powerful, because of what God has for us in the year 2023. We need to stand on God's sovereignty. We need to trust in who we know God to be. And how do we know who God is? Through the reading and studying and praying and seeking of what God's word is to us. As a matter of fact, Bernadette had been sharing, every time we read the word of God, whether it's for the evil or whether it's for the good, we need to look to see where we are. Because we're somewhere in those scriptures. And sometimes, sometimes it's the evil. Well, guess what? That's why we have our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what allows us to get rid of the unnecessary stuff that we've been holding on to, because we need to be about going forward. Hallelujah. And that's why I just love this scripture and this opportunity to even share it with the family, because the Holy Spirit said so. Hallelujah.
He's loved the way David ends it. It's a prayer, really.
Amen.
And in the New King James, you know, verse 20, every head bowed, every eye closed, our soul waits for you, Lord. You are our help and our shield, for our hearts shall rejoice in you, because we have trusted in your holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we hope in you. And that's just beautiful. That just brings it all back to, Lord, everything that you've shared in these preceding verses, ends up with our hope is in you.
Yes.
We thank you. You are our shield, Father, not the shield that the old army carried, those shields that saved them or, you know, prevented spears from being, but you're our shield, Lord. You're our shield. Our soul waits for you because our hope is in the one that when our time here on earth is done, we're going to be reunited with him.
Hallelujah.
So our hope lies in you. You are our protection. You are our shield. Our hearts rejoice in you because we have trusted in your holy name. And I pass the mic.